Welcome to the Truth and Testimony Podcast. Good day, family. Whether you're walking, driving, whatever you're doing, and I apologize. I know it sounds like I have a frog in my throat. I'm kind of under the weather, just fighting it the best I can. So I apologize if this irritates you. I just have something that I believe I have to say. Get off my chest today. Anyway, the formalities at the beginning. Subscribe if you haven't yet. Do that so we can stay in, so you can stay in front of everything I'm doing. Also, share on all your social media: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. You can find me on Twitter at I am Cody Paul, at Facebook Cody Paul Music, Instagram Cody Paul Music, both ways. Okay. Well, what I wanted to talk about is, and I know you see it in the title, so thank you for clicking on it, would be why perfection is a mirage that fuels anxiety. And that's all it is a mirage. Because I do want to say this out loud right now for you to hear me in the beginning instead of waiting till the end to get to this point. Perfection will never be achieved while we're on this earth. Period. We will not achieve perfection. We might achieve a 100 grade on a test or something like that. But as far as us, physically us as people being perfect, we will never meet that until we leave this earth. So it frustrates me with, I know with us Christians, when it gets to a point of sin and stops, and don't get me wrong, we need to hate sin, we need to move towards God, move towards getting away from sin, the things that I know the Bible says lay aside every sin and every weight that easily beset us. So do that. I'm not saying not, but to act like you get to a point when you no longer make mistakes is a lie, and it's a trick of the enemy. Like, you will never get to that point. Sin is just missing the mark. That's the definition of it. It's just missing the mark. We will forever miss the mark in one way or the other until we leave this earth. We are being perfected until we leave here. We're not perfect until we leave here. And a part of me wish people would understand that. Like, no, you might not commit, quote unquote, the big sin, which that irritates me too, because sin is sin. But anyway, you might not commit the big sin, but you over here fussing out people and being evil to them, acting like you don't sin anymore. Man, please. That irritates me. Like, we will not, while we're on this earth, the Bible is explicitly clear on that. We will not, while we're on this earth, get to a place of perfection. Even Paul had a thorn in his side that God said, "My grace is sufficient." A lot of times, a lot of scholars agree that that thorn was a sin that Paul had. We will never get to a point where we're perfect. I want you to get that in your head. Ever. We will never get to a point where we're perfect until we leave here. Period. I've also realized something. That anxiety, the reason why a lot of people have anxiety is a form of wanting to control something you can't. So, for some reason, you have anxiety about what people say about you because you can't control what they say. It makes you feel a certain type of way. It makes you want to do things a certain way. It makes you try to achieve that perfection to get people to think a certain way about you. But this is one truth that I've learned in this short 28 years I've been on this earth. People are going to talk when you're doing good. People are going to talk if you're doing bad. People are going to talk if you look good. People are going to talk if you look bad. People are going to talk anyway. The best thing to do is to realize, to come to the realization, to come to the truth that you can't control what people say. And you just worry about you. And move forward. Like, you can't keep giving in to the notion that you do a certain thing a certain way and eventually people are going to accept you a certain way. No, like, that's not how life works. I was just telling a couple of friends of mine a week ago. It's like, if I release a song and one person doesn't like it, That shouldn't change the way I do my music. There's like 7 billion people in the world. Why would I let one person shape my whole identity when it comes to my music? If it's constructive criticism, hey, you know, they might take it better if you do such and such, and that's different. But if you just tell them you don't like my stuff, you're one out of 7 billion. Not that your opinion doesn't matter, but then it doesn't. You have to have that mindset instead of having the mindset that everybody's opinion does matter, so that when somebody tells you that you're not good enough, or somebody tells you that you're not qualified enough, or whatever the case may be, somebody tells you don't look good, whatever, it puts you in this little hole because you have so much anxiety about moving out, about pushing out into being the person that you're supposed to be, that you stay stuck in this cave. You're not going to be able to control what people say about you. You're not going to be able to control what people think about you. Come to that realization. Also come to the realization that the person you are right now is good enough. The person you are right now, not the person you're trying to be, the person you are right now. Because coming at it from a Christian perspective, Jesus did not die for the future you. He died for the you you are right now. For the you were 10 years ago. The Bible says that when we were in sin, he died for us. He didn't die for the future us. He died for the past us. He died for the present us. And when we can accept that, when we can understand that regardless of what people say, we are accepted by God, period, then it shouldn't matter what people say. It shouldn't matter what people think. Because I'm not trying to achieve perfection. I'm just trying to be me and move forward. That's the mindset we all should have. Look, family, I just want us to get to a point where we're comfortable in being who we are. We're not worried about being perfect. I'm not saying you're not worried about what people think. I hope that's not something you worried about. You should always be cognizant of that. I think people that say, I don't care about what people think, I think they're lying. I think they do care about what people think. They just know how to handle the responses. So I don't think you should get to a point where you say, I don't care what people think, because I think that's a lie. I think everybody cares what people think. It's just certain people know what responses to take, what responses not to. Or like some people say, eat the meat, spit out the bones. Like, you know exactly what to take in and what not to. So I think that's a point we should get to as far as self-discipline when it comes to that. But we also have to understand, point number one, we will never be perfect on this earth, ever. We will never be perfect in the way we look. We will never be perfect in what we do. We will never be the perfect, I'll speak for me, perfect father, perfect husband, perfect worker. We will never be perfect. We have to understand that. We have to come to grips with that first. That is a freeing truth. If you come to the realization that you will never be perfect, ever. That we become perfected when we leave here. That we are being perfected by Christ every single day that we're here, but we are perfect when we leave. When we hit heaven, that's when we hit our heavenly body. That's when we are seen as perfect, not while we're here. We have to come to that realization. That's a freeing realization. And also come to the conclusion of not stressing about stuff you can't control. But still in that, moving forward in everything that you have control over. Maximizing it. Squeezing the juice out of it. A good mentor of mine once said a couple days ago, said, you can't have the lemon and have lemonade at the same time. You have to squeeze the lemon to get the lemonade. So you have to put that work in. To get to a certain level, you have to put that work in order to get out of it what you can. So let's move forward knowing that perfection is a mirage. It's something that will never happen. It doesn't matter what you see on somebody's Instagram or Facebook. They're not perfect either. Come to that realization of that nobody is perfect. Also come to the realization that we are being perfected. So that's not an excuse to be stupid and make mistakes. That's just a freeing truth that we will never be 100% perfect ever on this earth. Come to that realization, come to the realization of giving up the things, giving up the stress of the things that you can't control, and just move forward in the things that you can. That will eliminate anxiety in your life. Give up the things that you can't control. They're not yours to control anyway. Give them up. Stop stressing over things that you have no control over. Stop stressing over the fact that your friend won't call you. You can't control their hands. You can't control their phone. Give up that stress. Give it up. Give up that stress. Give up the stress of an employer that you're applying for that isn't calling you. You can't control whether they call you or not. Give it up. And let's move forward. I think that's my number one thing. Move forward. Make your next decision your best decision. There's no excuses to that. We have to move forward together. We have to move forward. Period. So let's give up our excuses. Let's give up the fact that we can be perfect, because it's not true. Perfection is a mirage that fuels anxiety. Remember that. Perfection is a mirage that fuels anxiety, because you'll never be perfect. So I just wanted to give you that nugget today. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I love you so much. A big thank you to everybody for listening to the podcast. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Share it with your family, with your friends. Get them listening. Get them motivated. Let's push each other to move forward. If you want to get on the podcast, send me a voice message on Anchor. Hit me up on any of my social media. Twitter, it's I am Cody Paul. Facebook and Instagram, it's just Cody Paul Music. So hit me up on any of the social media to get on the podcast if you want to. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.